Yo, what's up, guys? Hey, this is Eric. A
Oh
little
my
bit
God.
delayed, but
Sorry. Okay.
hey.
Proper this time. And I'm Trey.
Let's do this.
And this is the ET Podcast. Welcome to episode 120. And this
Yes, sir.
episode is called What's Your Number? Now, for those of you, for those of you who are wondering why we're on Zoom again, we keep having issues with our equipment, but I have found a solution. So this upcoming, well, next week's episode, we will not be on Zoom. We'll be, you know, doing it normal again.
Right so, on it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
But
so what's your number, Trey?
My number. Okay. Now we did this episode already, but after
it changed.
Yeah. After thinking about it, I was like, I don't know. So I guess my ideal number would be a million. I think I could do manage with a million, you know. So that's only my original number on the original episode that we recorded was 600,000.
Right.
I figure an extra 400,000 wouldn't hurt. So
you
I think
well
that's
just
is that
out,
right?
Bro.
Is that right? Yeah. I can't count once we start getting up that high.
No, you're right. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I think an extra 400,000 wouldn't hurt by any means. You know, and so that's the number I'm at. And I sat there and I tried to think more about the investment side of it and stuff, like how would I fully manage it? And I still got to work on those numbers, but I would definitely invest in the stuff that I want to, like the big stuff that people wouldn't expect from me. I still want to do that.
That is and, a secret.
It's a secret. Yes.
That's right.
So yeah, but no, this podcast, YouTube channel, music, that's without saying, you know, of course I'd invest in that stuff. And yeah, I mean, there's some other stuff I want, like we were talking about cars and you know, the only car, well, I shouldn't say that. There's a few cars I want. Okay.
What's up? What are they?
I tried to not want all of these different cars, but it just happened. So the number one car I want is the Subaru not Outback. The Outback looks like a giant hearse. The I want the Subaru Crosstrek. That's the one I want. And so that one, a Tesla, I don't know what model. And that what?
The S. Tesla S.
The S. Okay. I have to look that one up. Actually, you know what?
Or the X.
Let's do this. Let's look it up.
Dude, this is fun. You can actually do it off here. Yes.
Yeah.
Tesla S. I mean, I don't know. For me, I like
Model S right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. Which one? I'm going to go to images. Let's see here.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the, yeah, it's just the regular.
This blue one looks nice.
There you go.
That's nice. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I would get that one, though. I don't know. I'd have to explore all my options.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so there's the Tesla. And then also, I kind of still want a G-Wagon.
G-Wagon are nice, too.
Yeah, I still want a G-Wagon. Let's see here.
See, the Defender that I want is kind of similar to that one.
The
kind of similar to the G-Wagon.
Oh, that thing that you showed me, what's it called again for the people?
It's called a Land Rover Defender, but I want like 1970 version. Because like the back is really like the inside of the car for me is like super nice. There you go. Yeah, the old models. Yeah, not the new ones. New ones kind of weird.
Damn. This is...
Bro, that's it, bro. Right there,
bro.
What else
that, new? Man. Oh, no.
Dude, it's better than the G-Wagon, bro. Those things will last
no,
years.
No, it ain't, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Well, okay. Yeah, I guess for, like, the stability of it. But, yeah, the exterior of it looks way better than this. For sure. You can't tell
what, the
it look better
G-Wagon?
Than a G-Wagon.
No, bro. if you pimp out like one of these cars, dude, damn, it looks way better than the G-Wagon, dog.
Maybe I'm not a visionary. I don't know. I can't see it.
Yeah.
Let me go back. This looks so much better. That is ugly. Mm. Who did this? Who made this abomination? Okay, you know,
there's a lot of people that are into pink stuff. Oh, bro.
I didn't mean to do that. That's so ugly.
No, but yeah, I mean, I guess like the reason why we're saying this is like, you know, because I don't know if a lot of people come across the idea that sometimes, you know, like what would you do if you ever won the lottery or like,
right,
you know, if you had enough money. And I guess we're just putting up our ideas and like what you would do if you had like, obviously Trey said $1 million. For me, I don't know. For me, I would say $1 billion. I feel like $1 billion, I would be like happy, because with what I was talking to you about last time is just that, like the difference between being rich and wealthy. Mm-hmm. Being rich is like, yeah, you can have $1 million, but being wealthy is like, how long can you maintain yourself rich?
Yeah. That's the other thing too. If you have all that money and you don't know how to make more of it, then you might as well not even have it.
You'll spend $1 million in less than a year, I'm sure.
Right, right.
Even less, bro. Because, like, imagine, like, you buy a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
A house is, like, I don't know, let's say a really nice house, $500,000. There you go. Half of your million are gone. You buy a Lamborghini, $200,000.
Gone.
And you have $300,000 left. Like, what do you, you know, like that's that. Basically what you, yeah, like, you get to live with that for maybe a year. And that's if. I mean, that's, you're not including, you know, I mean, I guess at that point you wouldn't really have a mortgage expense, but, you know, all those, like, you know, utility bills, you know, all that stuff that needs to maintain your wealth or like your purchases.
Just think about the car insurance for a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Just that alone would be.
You know, I actually saw into that it's actually not that expensive.
Really?
Yeah, it's not expensive. I was looking into this video of this guy that, well, obviously depends if you have a good driving record, right?
Right.
But, but yeah, you're looking at probably like, you know, a $200-$300, you know. Huh. And I mean, that's like, you know, that's like, maybe around that, like, ballpark. But obviously you need to have a good, clean credit. And also because, I mean, like, he only insures it for like 4 months, you know, during the summer. So it's like,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So
that's the only time he drives it.
Exactly. So it's not like
that. That's actually, you know, smart.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to have something like that, because that's more of a liability. But if you got the money, then it's like, you're not really sweating it, I guess.
And I mean, the cool thing about like making like solid purchases is like, obviously you want to make purchases that obviously it won't go down on value. Like, I'm sure like cars like that, you know, the value stays up. Like, it's not gonna, you know, Lamborghini won't change. Like, it won't drop unless like something like dramatic happens. But,
you know, so, and I know we're talking a lot about cars here, but I do have to say one more thing about car. I never expected for us to be having these conversations about cars and stuff, because I didn't think that I was really into cars like that, but I kind of am, like, at least the aesthetic of it. I heard Rick Ross say something that I was like, dang, like, I never even thought about that. But he was sitting down with, I don't know, a couple of guys from the NFL and stuff. And he was like, you know, people criticize me for having like 10 cars, 10, 20 cars or whatever. But here's the thing. He was like, sometimes people will approach me and they will tell me just to have like 5 cars in my front yard or something. And they'll pay me just for showing off the cars. So
it's crazy.
It's like, imagine somebody keeps coming up to you. You know, these cars are basically paying for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So like,
that is true. Or
show them off.
Or you can rent them out. Like, you know, people will pay big bucks to like rent for like music videos or like,
right,
I don't know, just like a rental, like, you know, like Turo. I don't know if you heard of Turo.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's kind of like Airbnb, but for cars.
Okay.
So you, like, let's say if you have a car, you can rent it out for the weekend and make money off of it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of services like that. I just,
Yeah.
Didn't know the names of the services.
Yeah, but Turo, I mean, I've used it and it's really actually smart because, like, let's say you have a car, like, I mean, you can rent any car.
What kind of car did you rent?
I rented a Tesla.
Oh. So how long did you keep the car for?
For a whole day. Okay. Yeah, so like the rent, it was like $200 or something.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah, for the whole day. And
so what if you wanted to buy it?
Oh, you don't buy those cars because they're owned by people. It's like, let's say it's like me renting out my car.
Okay.
For the weekend, you know. Got so.
Got it.
Yeah. So it's basically like that. They're people's cars, but some people have made it into a business where like they purchase certain cars and, you know, and that's actually smart. Like if you think about it, because I was thinking like all right, you buy a car. Like let's say let's just say Porsche, right?
Okay.
You buy the Porsche, and like let's say your payment for that car is like, let's say $1,500, you know, or like let's say $1,300 or whatever.
Yeah.
Imagine if you rent it out, you know, like every weekend, like let's say you know for a full day, and then like let's say the whole 3 days are busy, and like let's say you rent out the car for like $500 per night, mm-hmm. or whatever. You basically, with like a couple of rentals, you can basically pay off like the car payment plus more. So you can make a good business out of that too.
That's true.
And you own a luxury car. So, I mean, obviously it's yours. You can, you know, use it whenever and rent it whenever. So, you know, you buy the car, you rent it out, and you make your payment with the rental money.
I guess.
So
that's one of the investments that you would do.
I mean, like I was talking about, I guess like for me, like I feel like having a $1 billion would like, I guess set me like, you know, cause I would obviously invest into my family's business. Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And like I was telling you, like I would basically just buy like the stuff needed, like, uh-huh. like the products, the equipment, you know, the vehicles, yeah. Even like down to like the uniforms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, just having like everything very organized and basically have no limits onto how much I pour into the business, and obviously, you know, watch it grow.
Right.
And for me, I don't know. I would just want to make sure that everybody lives comfortably. You know.
Right.
Buy a nice house. You know, for my family and myself. Buy a couple of cars, the cars that I was talking to you about, obviously the Defender and the Jaguar.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let me Jaguar again, because I forgot how that.
Yeah, the Jaguar.
Back to that.
Yeah, that one I want to buy. Like if I do buy it, like that's what I'm gonna do with it. Like I'm gonna rent it out.
Jaguar. So
it's kind of Jaguar F-Type.
F-Type. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully, if I do get it. Maybe by the end of this year, like next year, I don't know.
You want it with a spoiler like that on the back?
Actually, yes, dude. They look really nice. I saw one like in person, dude.
Oh,
yeah, dude. I'm telling you, those cars
really, really nice.
Those cars are nice, bro.
This almost looks like a Porsche right here.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. Those versions, they have. I think those are the electric ones.
Oh
yeah, see now sound like that, but I want mine all black matte. I mean black matte. Matte black, I'm sorry.
Let's see if we can find that. Oh, somebody typed it in, I see. Oh yeah.
There you go.
I see.
You see that and like you see
I love matte black, bro.
Yeah.
Like you see the back so crazy.
Look at that one. That one in the bottom. Like the back is just so nice, dude. I don't know what it is. I like for me, I'm like attracted to like cars that have like really nice like rears. Yeah, I know. Dude, I'm saying like
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be so immature. That just sounds funny.
No, but you know, it's just like it just has to not it looks good from the back.
You I'm sorry. Yeah. All right. Okay. I don't know why it's so funny to me. But you know what made me appreciate matte black, that color?
Yeah.
The Batmobile, bro.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It's matte black, like in the Christian Bale ones. That.
Oh, that yeah.
Specific
that
Batmobile was the one that Yo. Made me really appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. See, and like, all, yeah, those two cars that I want, like, they all have to be matte black. Like, yeah. that's going to be my color.
But see, you know how, like, I always, I think about it. This is fully turned into a car conversation. But, yeah, like, I've been trying to get rid of, you know, trying to not wear so much black and stuff. Or if I do wear black, yeah. have some color in it, you know, like this.
Right.
And I was thinking about cars the same way. Because, like, when at one point in time, like, when I wanted a ton of cars,
mm-hmm.
every car was going to be black. And I'm just like, it just looks the same. It's kind yeah. of boring. You got to switch it up. That's why, like, the Subaru I want is like a baby blue.
Yeah, baby blue
color.
Yeah,
and so I want that.
Yeah, for me, I wouldn't want like that, like matte black, or I would do black and white, you know. But I don't know, or something like that, like a really nice like mixture, like the one that we saw, like that, yeah. like yellowish mustard yellow with that green stripe in front. Now yeah. something like that, that it would like match the car really nice.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be dope.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's most of the thing. And honestly, like you said, like invest on like the stuff that I like doing, like, you know, like music, like, you know, mm-hmm. have like a music, like, you know, I'm sure you do want the same thing, like having a really nice music studio, nice setup, you know, for like
that's
everything.
What I've been talking about mm-hmm. for the longest time. I literally want one room in my house where I can do podcasts, music, and I can play video games and stuff, you know.
Yeah, you have your whole like, arcade in there, dude.
I want like a giant desk, you know, where I can just have drum pads and have my microphone, have a monitor right there, maybe a TV mounted on the wall in case I'm doing like a big session and there's people in there and everybody wants to see, you know, everything. Yeah. So, you know, you hey, can't just doing? Go off the little monitor. You know, and so just like switch it over to the TV or have a TV on that wall, the wall behind me or something like that. And then you can game over there too, as well as look at the session, you know, something like that. I don't know. And then the closet. Like
different like TVs for like sports and all that.
Right. And then have the closet. The only purpose for the closet that I need is just have it turn it into a booth. Like yeah. I had some acoustic paneling and stuff, the little foam pads and stuff, but I gave it to Baltimore because he's actually about to build a studio once he gets his new house. And so I gave that stuff to him because it's like I'm in an apartment right now. I don't really, you know, have a good place to build and stuff. I mean, and my desk is already cluttered, you know. I got my PlayStation over here and stuff and the Rodecaster. Sitting right there. So it's like I need more room, I need a bigger desk and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, that's the one of the biggest things that I want to accomplish. That would be a huge investment for me. I would also invest in cryptocurrency. Now I already have some money thrown into it, but it's like $10 on Dogecoin, so it's nothing crazy. But what
you
I
never know is, bro,
I know what I would do though. I would put maybe about 500 into each. I don't know what, like, the amount of money that I will inevitably make. I don't know how much that will be. So we'll just play it by wallet, you know, until we get to that point. But for right now, if I had like a comfortable amount of money, I wouldn't put a ton into it. I'd only put like 500 in Bitcoin, 500 in Dogecoin.
Yeah, and, just to play around with it.
Yeah, just to play around with it. But I would invest in some stocks and stuff, you know, some other stocks. And like I said, I got those secret things that I want to do. Invest in those. I thought about possibly doing real estate at some point too. You know, get a few houses or something like that.
Yeah.
Do like a Airbnb situation, but I don't want it to be Airbnb because I've heard so many horror stories that people have had with Airbnb, and so I just wanted to be more simple for people, you know.
There you go.
So yeah, stuff like that. But I don't know, I get ideas all the time, you know how I am. Like
I mean
Yeah.
I feel like once you have a certain amount, I mean, I feel like with that, you just have to be, I feel like one, humble,
Oh,
like know where you came from,
for sure.
be smart with your money, and I feel like being able to purchase things that like will last you for a good amount of time.
NFTs,
But
that's
yeah,
another
bro.
thing too. NFTs are digital authenticity things for like
Yeah.
paintings and stuff. Like
Yeah, that
Jay-Z
too.
just did one for the 25th anniversary of Reasonable Doubt. It was like a one-on-one painting and it's an NFT. And he got it turned into an NFT or whatever. And so it's like, I don't know how much it sold for, but whoever buys that, they
Sure,
get
a lot of
paid.
money.
But Jay-Z still gets money off of it too because it's an NFT.
Right.
So it's
Yeah,
like
dang, that's
ongoing
good.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, man.
Damn, bro. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. For me, that's pretty much it. So,
Yeah. We didn't
yeah.
mean for this to turn into a very to it was just it was a glorified car conversation. We didn't
Oh,
mean to go
no,
on
but
so
hey.
long about cars.
Hey,
But
I feel like that's her nature, dude. I
see, that's the thing though. I feel like I'm not a person like who is
yeah.
that crazy about cars, but it's like I like the aesthetic of it. I don't know much about under the hood and stuff, you know, but
No, yeah, I mean, I don't either, but
so they
all
look
right, bro. What?
right, man. I said they look nice, so
That's it, bro.
yeah.
All right, man. Well, yeah, bro. I mean, that's pretty much it. Well, for people, that'll watch this, maybe tonight or I don't know whenever we put it up, but
Oh, it's coming out. It's coming out tonight. It'll be later on.
yeah. Put
So
down Put down your ideas or what you would do if you had a certain amount of money
for sure.
and what you would use it for. So,
Yeah, let us know. We can keep the
yes, sir.
conversation going, possibly in another episode. But
Yep. Oh yeah, this was episode 1, 2. I'm sorry,
120.
1, 1, 2, 120.
It's 120.
Dang, 120. I was gonna say 112. I don't know why, but
Gosh, we passed that.
yeah, no.
But that
All
is
right, guys.
Eric.
Yes,
I
sir.
have been Trey.
Let's do this.
And oh, also, this is our last episode where
Oh,
we are
yeah,
doing
I'm
Zoom
here.
or even at my
Yeah.
apartment. Next episode, we are
Yeah.
going to be in a, well, the episode we
Yeah.
record next week for the week after, we will be in a new spot. So,
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So this
yeah.
would be second to last.
Yes,
Second to
this will be
last.
the second to last episode. I
Yeah.
jumped the gun, but the cat is out the
Second to
bag.
last.
Now y'all know we got a new place to record. So
Let's go.
new look, new energy, same podcast,
New
same Eric and
beginnings.
Trey, and we have kind of a new addition to the podcast too. But we'll save that for that episode. So yeah, we'll catch you guys. And oh, real quick, one more thing. Sorry. I'd like to give a congratulations to Jeremiah Dupree and Karen Fay. They graduated from DI yesterday, from a disciple
Okay.
internship. You know, that was the program that we went through. And so I just wanted to say congratulations to y'all.
Congrats, man.
And
Congrats.
I hope you guys I wish you guys the best success in whatever is next after DI. I'm not going to be annoying and say what's next because people would do that to us once we were done with DI. So what are you doing after this? It's annoying. So anyway, congratulations to y'all. And we will catch you guys on episode 121.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. Hey, don't forget to go into the link tree.
Oh
You'll
yeah,
see
hit our link
all of
tree.
our platforms.
Yep. All right. Well, see you guys.
All right, Trey. Peace
All right.
out. Take care, bro.
See you.